RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The U.S. Embassy committed to help Indonesia to fight against marine litter. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information reminds the function and duty of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission. Now the news in detail. The Embassy of the United States, in collaboration with several non-governmental organizations, held an open seminar which discussed the issue of challenges in addressing and combating marine litter in the At America Pacific Place, Jakarta, on Saturday, April the 1st. The seminar was opened by the speech directly delivered by the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Joseph Donovan. In his speech, Ambassador Joseph Donovan said that Indonesia has the rich and incomparable beauty of the sea. But at the same time, the ambassador regretted the fact that Indonesia is the second largest producer country of marine litter in the world. Therefore, Ambassador Joseph Donovan stated that the U.S. Embassy is willing to cooperate with Indonesian government to make the handling of marine litter as one of the main priorities.
We at the U.S. Embassy here in Jakarta and throughout Indonesia are excited to find ways to support the Indonesian government's efforts to reduce the country's marine debris, and we look forward to working with students, communities, and all sectors with a role in keeping Indonesia and our oceans free from marine debris.
On the same occasion, Joseph Donovan also praised the Indonesian government that began to rise to take action in fighting against marine litter and make it a priority agenda in the country's work plan. Compliments of the U.S. Embassy is not separated from the fact that the Indonesian government began to consider the issue of marine litter not only as an environmental problem, but also as an economic issue. According to the ambassador, that kind of thinking can only be triggered by a nation that has been developed. Indonesian Minister of Communications and Information Rudiantara encouraged the strengthening of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission by strengthening the duties and functions of the commission, which oversees the broadcast content and service functions for the national broadcast media. In his broadcasting speech delivered at the 84th National Broadcasting Day Summit on Saturday in Bengkulu, Minister Rudiantara said the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, both at central and regional levels, have responsibility to provide maximum services to the broadcast media. Furthermore, Minister Rudiantara also highlights the functions and authority of the Commission in an effort to keep the development of national character toward a better Indonesia. He believed that it was a great challenge for any commissioner of both central and regional commission to work optimally, oversee content, both television and radio broadcasting, to build the character of the Indonesian nation.
KPI dan KPID sekarang, tadi saya hitung sama Pak Andre ada 240.
The Central and Regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commission contained of 247 members responsible to at least 175 million people in Indonesia, except the 2 to 3 years old children who will not contaminated by the television content. Each commissioner responsible to 700,000 people. So what character that we wanted to build? How can we educate our people? Minister Rudiantara further said that the Indonesian government has the interest of developing education for Indonesian youth in effort to form a national character. In that matter, Minister said that the government needs to get support from various parties to be able to hit the target with a maximum character development. Minister Rudiantara also hoped that all parties can contribute to the process of revision of the broadcasting law. According to him, the National Broadcasting Day is an important momentum in gathering ideas and input for the revision of the broadcasting law. It is expected to be a stepping stone for broadcasters and at the same time strengthening the achievement of national character building. The National Coordination Meeting of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission encouraged the Commission to formulate regulations on political content in broadcasting activities. Commissioner of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Opsatar Sinaga, on Saturday in Bengkulu said that the meeting urged clear regulations that is separated among news, broadcasting, and advertising campaigns. He stated that such effort is necessary to prevent the release of political content carried by the affiliated broadcast industry with a political party. Opsatar Sinaga mentioned that the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission would prevent the release of the political campaign conducted by the broadcast media outside of the existing regulations. The Commission will enforce the provisions of a forensic audit on the broadcast content distributed in the public area.
Ini ada dilematis ketika sebuah partai politik membuat kampanye di.
This is a dilemma when a political party campaigned in its own television. They claimed that it was not a campaign, as they has not sat as a political party by the General Election Commission. They sometimes claim it as an advertising, so this must be separated. We must state that there should be a forensic evidence to prove it as an advertising. In addition to encourage the establishment of a separate operating regulations on political activity in broadcasting media, the National Coordination Meeting of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission also urged to optimize the task force from the central to the regional level. The meeting also encouraged effort to evaluate the advertisement, serving, and political socialization conducted by national broadcaster. The meeting also asked local governments to facilitate the availability of resources and infrastructure supervision of broadcast content on the regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commissions. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. National Coordination Meeting of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission 2017 re-emphasized the strengthening of local broadcast content in the regions. Commissioner of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Opsatar Sinaga, on Saturday in Bengkulu said the local broadcasting content has been instructed in the law has not fully implemented. To this matter, Opsatar Sinaga stated that the strengthening of local content should be conducted systematically from the central broadcasting station to the broadcasting network in the region. Therefore, according to him, is in line with the effort of equitable development to the region in the broadcasting sector. He emphasized the regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to facilitate the broadcast local content as part of stimulus effort in the development of each region.
Konten muatan lokal yang selama ini sudah disepakati oleh undang-undang juga belum dilaksanakan secara maksimal, sehingga
the local content that has been agreed in the law has not fully implemented yet. So this national coordination meeting is our opportunity to ask the regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to reaffirm the need to put forward the local content broadcasting. The second is that the regional broadcasting institutions should also build regional broadcasting institutions to at least 10% of what the central government conducted. So, it's a stimulus effort to the region. New network means new infrastructure. The National Coordination Meeting of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission resulted points for network broadcasting institutions to immediately establish a 10% of local content broadcasting. In addition, the meeting encouraged the Central Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to issue circular letter to the central broadcasting institutions, followed by letter from the Regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to the network broadcasting institutions to immediately establish the 10% of local content. The meeting also urged the Regional Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to report its development every 3-month period. The last item. Indonesian Agriculture Ministry and Indonesia's largest Islamic organization, Nahdlatul Ulama, have agreed to develop the agricultural sector in various regions in an effort to create national food resilience and food self-sufficiency. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman stated in Jakarta Saturday that the ministry will cooperate in the development of strategic food crops such as maize and chili. Through the cooperation, any strategic food crops such as salads could be developed. The cooperation will be carried out by Nahdlatul Ulama's wing organizations such as the Fatayat Women Youth and the Ansar Mil Youth Organizations. The cooperation agreement was reached between Sulaiman and the General Chairman of the Indonesian largest Islamic organization, Said Akil Siraj. Sulaiman agreed to cooperate with NU because of its greatest influence and impact on agriculture. Its positive impact was felt when the prices of a number of food commodities recently shot up in various regions. Minister Amran Sulaiman noted the stability in the price of chili due to the cooperation among parties involved in the chili planting movement launched early this year. In the meantime, Nahdlatul Ulama acknowledged that the government's program has resulted in a positive impact on the stability of chili prices. Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture happened to respond to this condition, especially for the falling maize prices as a result of abundant stocks. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The United States Embassy committed to help Indonesia to fight against marine litter. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information reminds the function and duty of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to the weekly news from across the country. The segment will present you to various interesting information throughout the country within a week. To initiate today's segment of news from across the country, we invite you to have a look at information from Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. Thousands of visitors crowded the southern coast of Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta, on the Nyepi holiday 2017. Coordinator of the beach retribution, Baron Supardi, said in Gunung Kidul on last Tuesday that based on data from the main retribution office of the beach, there were around 3,000 tourists crowded on the beach area. He added that a number of personnel from 6 to 11 retribution officers tried to anticipate the surging number of visitors. Secretary of Tourism of Gunung Kidul Regional Office, Hari Sukmono, said the increasing number of tourists has been going on since Friday, March 24. Until the last day of long holiday on Tuesday, March 28, the number of tourists continued to increase. Hari Sukmono also said that beach tourism destination was still chosen by most tourists on holidays, following with special interest tourism objects such as Pindul Cave, Tanding Cave, and Purba Nglanggeran Volcano. Next information comes from Purwakarta, West Java. Students from various religions in Purwakarta Regency, West Java, participated in Botram activity or eating together at the local government housing complex on last Tuesday. The activity initiated by Purwakarta Regional Government was participated by about 1,000 students from various religions and schools in Purwakarta on the commemoration of Nyepi holiday. Regent of Purwakarta Dedi Mulyadi said that Botram activity is the life tradition in Indonesia. The religious anniversary is aimed to build human values such as taking care of each other. The Botram activity was commemorated with Ogoh-Ogoh Carnival, conducted by tens of students from different religions wearing their respective typical religious clothes. The students who followed the procession walked and unfolded posters with various posts such as the words, "Indonesia, our common home, togetherness exists in Indonesian culture," and etc. The last information in today's news from across the country comes from Singaraja, Bali. Ogoh-ogoh or Giant Dolls Carnival in Buleleng Regency, Bali, and Legend Malam Pengerupukan, which was held one day before the celebration of Nyepi Holiday 1939 Saka New Year. The Ogoh-ogoh Carnival was actually focused at the traditional village respectively, which performed Malam Pengerupukan as a form to eradicate evil from the world. The carnival is a symbol of evil, which should be eradicated from human body, then changed into goodness. Ogoh-ogoh are mostly made by young generations. Then, it is powered into creative arts, but fully destructive symbols which threaten the world. Listener, that was today's news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 2, 1930, when Haile Selassie I was installed as Ethiopian emperor. Haile Selassie is an important figure in Ethiopia and Africa, especially in the movement to fight against colonialism. The Ethiopian emperor also attended the Asia-Africa Conference in Bandung in 1955. Haile Selassie I was born as Tafari Makonnen. When Zhao II became emperor, Tafari was appointed as a regent. As the regent, he acted as acting emperor when the emperor was abroad and also became the heir of the imperial throne. When Zhao II died on April 2, 1930, Tafari took full control of the government and was crowned Haile Selassie I. Haile Selassie was overthrown in a military coup on September 12, 1974. And the next event was in 1982 when Argentinian forces launched the invasion to the Falkland Islands. The Falkland Islands are an archipelago in the South Atlantic Ocean on the Patagonian Shelf. The archipelago, with an area of 4,700 square miles, comprises East Falkland, West Falkland, and 776 smaller islands. As a British overseas territory, the Falklands have internal self-governance, and the United Kingdom takes responsibility for their defense and foreign affairs. The island's capital is Stanley on East Falkland. Controversy exists over the Falklands' discovery and subsequent colonization by Europeans. At various times, the islands have had French, British, Spanish, and Argentine settlements. Britain reasserted its rule in 1833, although Argentina maintains its claim to the islands. On April 2, 1982, Argentine forces launched the invasion of the Falkland Islands, beginning the Falklands War. The Argentines mounted amphibious landings, with the invasion ending with a battle and final surrender of Government House. And the last event was in 2005 when Pope John Paul II died. Pope John Paul II, who was born on May 18, 1920 and died on April 2, 2005, was a Roman Catholic priest, bishop, and cardinal who eventually rose to become a pope. He was elected by the Second Papal Conclave of 1978, which was called after Pope John Paul I, who was elected in August after the death of Pope Paul VI, died after 33 days. Then Cardinal Wojtyla was elected on the third day of the conclave and adopted his predecessor's name out of tribute to the deceased former pontiff. In the years since his death, John Paul II has since been made a saint by the Church. He is referred to as Pope Saint John Paul II or Saint John Paul the Great, for example, as a name for institutions. He was the second longest-serving pope in modern history after Pope Pius IX, who served for nearly 32 years from 1846 to 1878. Born in Poland, John Paul II was the first non-Italian pope since the Dutch Pope Adrian VI, who served from 1522 to 1523. John Paul II is recognized as helping to end communist rule in his native Poland and eventually all of Europe. John Paul II significantly improved the Catholic Church's relations with Judaism, Islam, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the Anglican Communion. He upheld the Church's teachings on such matters as artificial contraception and the ordination of women, but also supported the Church's Second Vatican Council and its reforms. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Highlight of the Week, which today is on Indonesia and Bahrain Parliaments agree on bilateral cooperation. The Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Setia Novanto, met a Bahrain Parliament delegation in the Parliament Building in Senayan, Jakarta on Thursday, March the 13th, to discuss bilateral cooperation. After the meeting, Setia Novanto told reporters that the Indonesian Parliament and the Parliament of Bahrain agreed to cooperate in promoting peace and prosperity of mankind in the world, including solving the problem of international terrorism. In addition, both sides also agreed to enhance bilateral economic cooperation for the advancement of their respective countries, including enhanced cooperation in investment in energy and labor. He said the number of Indonesian migrant workers in Bahrain is quite large, around 300,000 people. Indonesia has enacted the law on protection of migrant workers and appreciates the Bahrain government efforts to provide protection to migrant workers there. During the meeting, the two parliaments signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at strengthening cooperation through exchange visits by respective MPs and forming a parliamentary cooperation group. Meanwhile, Bahrain Parliament Speaker Ahmed bin Ibrahim Rashid Al Mulla expressed gratitude to Indonesia for the warm welcome to the delegation of the Middle Eastern country. He explained that the memorandum of understanding signed by both parliaments was intended to strengthen parliamentary cooperation between the two countries and support the economic and investment fields. Bahrain, according to him, also concretized this cooperation in the form of exchange visits by members and leaders of both parliaments. He said Bahrain will also exchange expertise and experience as well as coordination in the international field. According to him, Indonesia and Bahrain have agreed to reject terrorism and foreign intervention in internal affairs. As is known, economic cooperation between Indonesia and Bahrain continues to improve, as seen from the value of trade between the two countries. In 2015, it was around $76 million, and increased in 2016 to reach about $101 million. The parliament's officials of both countries are optimistic that this cooperation will increase more. Well, that was highlight of the week, which was on Indonesia and Bahrain parliaments agree on bilateral cooperation.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Embassy of the United States, in collaboration with several non-governmental organizations, held an open seminar which discussed the issue of challenges in addressing and combating marine litter in the At America Pacific Palace Jakarta on Saturday. The seminar was opened by the speech directly delivered by the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Joseph Donovan. Indonesian Minister of Communications and Information Rudiantara encouraged the strengthening of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission by strengthening the duty and functions of the commission, which oversees the broadcast content and service functions for the national broadcast media. The National Coordination Meeting of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission encouraged the Commission to formulate regulations on political content in broadcasting activities. Commissioner of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Opsatar Sinaga, on Saturday in Bengkulu said, the meeting urged clear regulations that is separated among news, broadcasting and advertising campaigns. National Coordination Meeting of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission 2017 re-emphasized the strengthening of local broadcast content in the regions. Commissioner of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Opsatar Sinaga, on Saturday in Bengkulu said the local broadcasting content that has been instructed in the law has not fully implemented. To this matter, Opsatar Sinaga stated that the strengthening of local content should be conducted systematically from the central broadcasting station to the broadcasting network in the region. Indonesian Agriculture Ministry and Indonesia's largest Islamic organization, Nahdlatul Ulama, have agreed to develop the agricultural sector in various regions in an effort to create national food resilience and food self-sufficiency. Listener, that was the news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Pesona Indonesia or Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, art and culture, also traditional food and cuisine. Today, I will introduce the Broadcasting Museum located in Solo, Central Java Province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. The Broadcasting Museum in Solo was officially opened by Radio Republik Indonesia RRI Surakarta on September 11, 2013, coinciding with the 68th anniversary of the National Radio, Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI. The museum, which houses various old yet historic broadcasting equipment, was unveiled by the mayor of Solo, who represented the head of Department of Communication and Information, Yoska Herman Sudrajat. The Broadcasting Museum is located in the complex of RRI Surakarta at Abdurrahman Saleh Street, number 51. It is located on the second floor of Sarsito Mangunkusumo Auditorium. If you happen to be an avid listener of radio, especially to RRI, which is the oldest radio broadcasting in Indonesia, you would be happy to be in this museum because it displays, among others, a Philip radio receiver made in the Netherlands in 1948, a tape recorder that uses real tape also made in the Netherlands in 1948, a record player made in England in 1948, a gramophone of 1950, a studio equipment measuring tool made in Germany in 1976, as well as broadcast studio distortion gauges equipment made in Britain in 1976. In addition to the equipment already mentioned, the Broadcasting Museum also keeps a collection of LPs, broadcast recording cassettes, a 1980 8-tier sound mixing device or mixer made in Germany and a 1970 radio transmitter made in Indonesia. The museum is open from Monday to Friday during working hours. To get into the Museum of Broadcasting, visitors are free. It is expected that the museum is not only save the ancient broadcasting objects, but can also be a medium of learning for the people especially who want to know about the history of broadcasting in Indonesia. Therefore, the museum is also equipped with a studio for the benefit of society, so that the museum is not only a stationary object, but dynamic because there is activity in it. The Broadcasting Museum is really of historical value because in 1945, it was through the radio that the Indonesian Proclamation of Independence was broadcasted to the entire territory of the Republic of Indonesia. Currently, the Broadcasting Museum of RRI Solo already published a book on the museum at a glance in the hope that the museum would benefit all people. That ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Broadcasting Museum in Solo, Central Java. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people, of more than 200 ethnic groups. The Peace of Heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel, hold my hand, stand with me, be
and beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful in your nature.
Miss Leni.
Miss Leni on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Airwood Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in our regular program, Miss Leni. Today's topic is processing organic waste to become cattle fodder. So stay tuned. The backlog volume of organic waste is certainly a problem that needs to be addressed. Unfortunately, not many Indonesian people can utilize or process the organic waste. In addition to the low selling value, quickly decomposed organic waste also are so many others that interfere with comfort. This is what makes many people choose to throw away organic waste bins direct rather than use it. This prompted a group of students of Environmental Engineering Program of Indonesian Islamic University in Yogyakarta to utilize organic waste into something useful. They are Ika Bayu Kartika Sari, Fatma Wahyu, and Siti Haryati. Armed with the knowledge they gained from their study, the three students that successfully created a pellet or high-protein fish meal feed which utilizes organic waste was named Magot Lelet Ikan. The idea is quite unique, where the organic waste is used as a growth medium is black soldier fly or BSF larva, which is a key component of in making fish pellets or fish shoulder black flies fly or BSF have a privilege that does not carry germs. Ika Bayu Kartika Sari, the student group coordinator, explained that BSF fly larvae are very precursors in decomposing various organic waste such as household garbage, rice, and vegetable flats over also the leaves. After performing their duty in decomposing trash, then the larvae can be harvested as materials for pellets. So not only the waste volume is reduced, but this also produces material for high-protein pellets. Other team members, Siti Haryati, said that to make the flies willing to perch and lay eggs in the organic waste must be isolated in advance so there are no other types of flies that settle there. Then it puts higher BSF in the organic waste. After that, the larvae will emerge and feed on the organic waste that has been prepared. The larvae that grows to pre-pupa is considered worthy harvesting because the texture is not too hard and has high protein. Meanwhile, Fatma Wahyu added that BSF fly larvae is known as one of the highest protein insects, so it is very good as feed for livestock, poultry, and fish well. In addition to highly nutritious fly larvae, which is an organic material, also does not cause a lot of environmental pollution. To process fly larvae into pellets or fish needs to go through special stages. In the earlier stages, the larvae that has entered the phase of pre-pupa is separated from other larvae. In this phase, the larva has texture which is not too hard and has high protein. The larva then turn off by turning into an oven until becomes dried and pulverized. Into the next process, the larva powder is mixed with other ingredients needed to make the pellets such as bran, rice bran, water, and starch. Once after being well mixed, then it is molded, dried, and formed into standard size pellets or fish pellets. Then dried pellets is ready to be sown in fish ponds.
Because the method of manufacture that is not too complicated, the tree students hope to pass it on to the public so that the organic waste can be reduced and the public can also produce fish feed, chickens, birds, and others. This product has brought this team to be the third winner in the competition U2U or University of Tengkumar Entrepreneurship Awards competition held by the University of Tengkumar in Malabo, Aceh last year. That was Miss Leni for today. We will see you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jose Socorro Soiro Maranhão in Brazil. He was listening to our broadcast in French program through frequency 9525 kHz on March 9th, 2017 at 2044 until 21 UTC, and the SINPO was 25332. Hello, Mr. Jose Socorro Soiro Maranhão. Thank you for always monitoring our broadcast. Although our broadcast signal is weak in your country, but we are really glad because your reception report quite detailed and clear. Well, Mr. Jose Socorro Soiro Maranhão, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Yeah, Jakarta's finest special collabo. The one and only Miss Weezy and myself, Dave Sleek. Lego. Yeah, ha ha.
Coba dari dulu bilang padaku, I love you, I love you. Ini aku merindukanmu, I miss you, I miss you. And it's been so long since our last. And it's still so strong. Life keep brings me back to you, brings me back to you, brings me back to you. Life keep brings me back to you, brings me back to you, brings me back to you. Tonight. You are my puzzle pieces. You are my puzzle pieces.
Coba
dari dulu bilang padaku, I love you, I miss you. And it's been so long since our last goodbye. And it's still so strong. Life keep brings me back to you, brings me back to you, brings me back to you.
life that brings me back to you, brings me back to you, brings me back to you.
That's right.
Tonight.
Trust who I roll the dice with. You never give a damn about what other people say. Always keep your head up, smile when you're singing praise. You'd always get out your way to make it all okay. Even though nobody's perfect, but you're shining every day. I like it how you hold me down, you keep me out of trouble. You always get me going, got my hustle on the double. Keeping it together when the world about to crumble. Yeah, I got you, baby girl, you're the pieces to my puzzle.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Pranab Kumarai in India. He was listening to a radio program in Russian language through frequency 9526 kHz at 1810 to 1830 on February 20, 2017 with SIO454. Hello, Mr. Pranab Kumarai. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. As an information, our radio does not broadcast in Russian language. We broadcast in 7 foreign languages, namely English, Mandarin, Japanese, Arab, Spanish, German, and French, as well as Indonesian language as our national language through frequency 9525 kHz every day. You can also tune in our radio through our website www.voi.co.id. Nowadays, in collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents the Wonderful Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. So, what are you waiting for? Send your answer as soon as possible. Who knows, you are one of the lucky winners for the quiz. Keep listening our broadcast every day and please send your reception report. And listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Ku petik gitar untuk melupakan cerita lama, tak juga silam. Ku tahu cinta tak harus menguasai, ku tahu cinta tak harus memiliki, tapi terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Kisah itu selalu tetap terbayang, terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Trauma yang dulu tak mau menghilang. Mm-hmm.
You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to replay a comment from Hayato Furukawa in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on March 15, 2017 at 6:48 to 8 with the SINPO was 55555. In his email, Mr. Hayato Furukawa said that this is her first English report in this year, and if this report is correct, he asked to send him our QSL card. Hello Mr. Hayato Furukawa, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really surprised because our signal in your country is very strong. It means you can monitor our radio very clear. And as you request, we will send our QSL card to your home immediately. Please be patient to wait for it, and we will wait your participation on our International Quiz 2017. Get the prize to visit Indonesia for free. Please send your answer. Who knows, you are the lucky winner. Well, Mr. Hayato Furukawa, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Saat kita berjumpa, getaran perasaan yang ku rasa di dalam dada, dan ku terpana, terpesona. Seketika saja langit ini penuh dengan bintang, oh, oh, oh. Seketika saja hati ini penuh bunga-bunga, hey, hey. Bahagia, cinta, 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 ku jatuh cinta, 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 ku bahagia.
Oh, seketika saja langit ini penuh dengan bintang. Seketika saja hati ini penuh bunga-bunga, oh, oh. Ku terpana,
ku terpana,
ku bahagia,
cinta, 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 ku jatuh cinta. Cinta, 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 ku bahagia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.